Okay, we are up to the last parak of Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, new parak. Parak Ha'isha Basra, three parakim named Ha'isha in Maseches Yevamos, Ha'isha Rabbah, Ha'isha Shalom, and Ha'isha Basra. So here we go. Ha'isha Shalach Baila Vitzaras Salam Medina Sayam. We continue the discussions of Eidus Isha, a woman whose husband and co-wife went to Medina Sayam. Her husband and co-wife. Ubova Amrula, and people come and tell her, then neither of them come back. But she is told, Meis Ba'alech, your husband died. Your husband died. So normally we know, Meis Ba'alech, she can get remarried. The question here is that there is a chash, whatever happened to the co-wife? Did the co-wife ever have any children during the time that she was away or not? There is a Yavam standing next to her. So there are two choices. If the Sarah that went to Medina Sayam, if she had a child, then this woman is married to marry anybody she wants. There's no Zika Yavam. And if she did not have a child, so then there is a Zika to the Yavam, and she should be able to marry the Yavam. So says the Mishnah, she can't do anything. Lo tinasi lo tis Yavim. You're not sure which one. You're not sure if the Sarah had a child. Therefore, she's stuck. She can't get married, and she can't do Yibam. Until she finds out, maybe the tzara was pregnant or eventually had a child. Why can't you do, the Gemara is going to ask, why can't you do chalitza at least after a few months, and then no matter what, it should be good. The Gemara is going to talk about that is based on a gzera. Either way, so this woman that her husband and her co-wife went to Medina Sayam, she is stuck. Interesting, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, says, what about the tzara who went to Medina Sayam? What's her halacha? So let's say the husband died, but she doesn't know what's going on with the co-wife that remained back home. So says the Rambam, after quoting the halacha, that the tzara that remained home is usher to do anything, basically forever, as we'll see why. Aval zuha tzara, but this tzara is shahaisa in bayala kishemes, the tzara that went with the husband, she waits 90 days, like other yevamos, and then she does chalitzer yibum, and she's not chosheshed, since her husband wasn't with her. So all the Mefarshim say, what's the difference? Whether is it this tzara has to be worried about the tzara that went to Medina Sayam, so why does it the tzara that went to Medina Sayam have to be worried about the tzara that remained home? So it's very, the Mefarshim find difficulty explaining the Rambam. The Aruch Lanair suggests at one point that maybe we're talking about that the woman who remained home is Einu Ru'uyala His Aber. So we're really not choshesh that she had a baby. But there's a low plug, she has to wait 3 months. That's part of the Isidra button, the Dindra button of Havchana. They always have to wait 3 months between marriages. But the Gzera, as we'll see, of waiting forever, that doesn't apply to a woman who is Eidah Ru'il Hisaber. But either way, that's the Rambam Shita, that this halacha only applies to the woman who remains home. Okay, next. Right. She's home. No, but maybe the husband. No, maybe the husband. She got pregnant right away, right before she left. The tzara that went to Medina Sayam doesn't know if this woman became impregnated right before they left. Maybe the woman who the tzara at home got pregnant, and now if the husband died, maybe there's a baby there. She doesn't know about. Maybe there's a tzara there. You want to say maybe if there was a baby already older, there would be a call and she would hear about it. Rambam doesn't say that. But either way, the chash should be similar, that there's a chance at least towards the beginning that. There would be a baby. Continuing, fourth line, Haisalachamos. Let's say that this woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam had no brothers. The husband did not have any brothers, and therefore there was no chazaka that she should do yibam if her husband dies. But she had a mother-in-law, and she says the mother-in-law is not here. Do you have to be choshes that the mother-in-law had a son, and therefore now she has a brother-in-law that she would have to be zakuk liyibim to? So it says the Mishnah, ena choshes, that you don't have to be worried for. Interesting, even though we just said in the previous line that you have to be worried that the tzara might have had a baby, but the mother-in-law, you don't have to be choshesh that she had a baby. Why? Rashi explains that there is a double suffix in this case. Because by the case of the wife by the tzara. So then what's the suffix? Maybe she had a baby, maybe she didn't have a baby. Whatever baby she had would make her not have to do yibam, even if it was a girl. But by the chamos, by the mother-in-law, it's a double suffix. Maybe she had a baby, maybe she didn't have a baby, and even if she did have a baby, maybe it was a girl. Right? So there are more chazakos here involved, and a girl would not make her zachak liyavim anymore, make her zachak liyavim at all. So that's why Rashi says, kule hai lo chai shinun. You're not choshesh that she had a baby, and that it was a zachar. But, says the Mishnah, Yatsa Malaya, but if the mother-in-law, the last time she had seen her, was pregnant, so then Choshesh, then you have to be worried, because then you could assume that there was a baby born. Rabbi Shua Omar Eina Choshesh, Rabbi Shua says, even in that case, that she was pregnant, you do not have to be Choshesh. Again, because there are other Sveikos involved. As Rashi says, maybe she had a miscarriage, and even if she didn't, maybe she had a girl. So therefore, there's still Sveikos. So therefore, until the baby is born, the halacha does not change. Interesting difference in formulation between the Rishonim. Again, so this mother-in-law went out while she was pregnant. So what state of chazaka is this woman that's left at home, what state is she in? Without a brother-in-law, so she is not in a state of cheskas liyavam. She's still in a state of mutaras lashuk. She still does not have she has no children, and there's no mother, and there's no brother-in-law yet. So Tosis' formulation on top is that afal gav the ika chazaka de messiah laruba. Tosis says, even though there is a chazaka that there is no brother, Tosis here means that there is still a chazaka mutaras lashuk, but it's weakened. Tosis lashon is second line israel chazaka. The chazaka of Hepta Lashuk is weakened. The way the Ramban says it on the next Amud, in this line, no. He says, once she's pregnant, the Chazaka changes, is a Chazaka to a Yavam, but it's weaker. Chazaka Leah, Ugdaktani, Yathas Malaya, we should have to keep it the Malaya, he becheskas Yibamomades, but it's not a Chazaka Gemura, because the baby hasn't been born yet. So Tosfos and the Ramban, two formulations. Do we say she's still Chazaka Hepta Lashuk, but it's in a weakened state? Or do you say it's a Cheskas Liyavam, and it's in a weakened state? Either way, that is a difference in formulation about what state she in by Yatsa Malay. Says the Gemara. You want to say it's a chazaka, so but still, either way, if it's a chazaka, what you're saying like the Ramban, you have to say like you cannot say. Right, you can't. Well, she's pregnant, so there's something, there's some middle ground. Right, that's why it's not a chazaka gemura, says the Ramban. The question is, she's in some type of limbo state. Because how could you say that she's totally hetel hashuk still? You see there's a baby on the way. That's Tosfos Ashita. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mahi Tsarasa. So what does the Gemara mean? What does the Mishnah mean by the extra word of Hi Tsarasa? It says that if the husband and the co-wife went to Medina Sayyam, this woman who left at home cannot get married to anybody because you're worried that maybe the co-wife did not have a child and she still has to marry her Yavam. Or maybe she did have a baby and she can't marry the Yavam. But it says, until you find out that the Hi Tsarasa is Muberis. What's the double lashon of Hi Tsarasa? So Hakamashmalan, the Chiddush is Lahatzaru the Chayshinon, Abul Tzarach Risi Lo Chayshinon. He Tzarasa. You don't have to be worried that this Tzara had a baby or didn't have a baby, but you don't have to be worried that the husband took another wife out in Medina Sayyam and that Tzara might have had a child or not. You don't have to be worried about a new Tzara, only the one that you know about. Okay. Lo Tinasi Lo Tesyabim says the Gemara. So this woman cannot do anything. So Bishlama Yibumi Lo. I understand why this woman cannot do Yibum. This woman who remained at home, why the Dilma Ma'abra, maybe the co-wife, Adam Medina Sayyam, is pregnant or even has a child, the Kabaga Beish is Achtar Isa. It's an Isra Kares, and therefore she's marrying the Yavam, but maybe there is no Zika, there is no Chiyav to do Yibam here, because maybe the co-wife produced a baby for her husband. But why can't she marry someone else? Why can't she do Chalitza? We'll get to that on the base. But why can't she marry somebody else? Right, what's the chashash? If there was a baby born, so then there's no Zika Levim, and then she's allowed to marry somebody else. And the rove is, as we'll see, that most women of childbearing age have babies. And what, if she didn't have a baby, what's the most that she's doing? There's no Isser Kares here, it's a lav. We'll get to that. So says the Gemara, what are you worried about? Are you worried about that the woman did not have a baby? But halach achar rov nashav is abros, the yoldos. Most women of childbearing age have children. And therefore you should say that there is a rove that a baby was born, and therefore she should be able to marry anyone she wants. She should be mutal ashuk. So says the Gemara, Leima Rabbi Meir, he the chayish lemiyuta. Should we say that this mission is going to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir in a number of places, Maseches Chulin is the source, is choshesh lemiyut, even though we usually follow the rove, follow the majority, Rabbi Meir is always choshesh for the miyut. So should we say that that's our Mishnah? Because really, if you follow the rove, you should say this woman should be able to get married to anybody she wants, because you assume that the Tzara had a child. No, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, choshesh to the miyut, that maybe she didn't have a child. Should we say that? Says the Gemara, no, we're not forced into that. We're not forced into that hole. Afilu de Rabbanan. Our Mishnah can even be according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, who say you usually follow the Rov. Ki Azli Rabbanan Basa Ruba. When do the Rabbanan say you follow the Rov, and you don't have to be Choshesh for the Miyut? Ruba de Isa Kaman. Right? Only by a Rov that literally is in front of you. Let's finish the line and then we'll explain. If you go Tesha Chanuyos, like 9 stores, you have 10 stores in front of you, 9 are kosher, 1 is not kosher. So there's a rove that's in front of you. This Sanhedrin, or you have the Sanhedrin, you count up who convicts, who acquits, that's a Sanhedrin, that's a rove in front of you, that's an Isa Kaman. And Aval Ruba, the Lesa Kaman, but by a rove that's not in front of you, Lo Azli Barbana Basa Ruba, you don't go after the rove, period. Says the Gemara, there are 2 kinds of roves. Ruba de Isa Kaman, Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Lesa Kaman is what we would call a statistical rove. A rove, most people in the world do this. So this percent of people, of Shochtin, anybody who's doing Shechita is a Mumcha. Nobody's doing Shechita who's not a Mumcha. So is that rove, that's not a rove in front of you. That's a statistical rove, a probability rove. That's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Isa Kaman means there is a rove in front of you. You have 10 stores in front of you. Some of them are kosher, some of them are not kosher. Those are 2 types of roves in Halacha. Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So says the Gemara, when is there a Machlokes? When is there a Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, only by a Ruba de Isa Kaman? Over here we're talking about a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Most women of childbearing age have babies. But Ruba de Lesa Kaman, even the Rabbanan say that is a weaker rove. That's what it says in our Gemara. And therefore they would be Choshesh for the Miyat. Okay, there is a big discussion about these 2 roves. First of all, as the Gemara says, the Pashas of our Gemara says that a Ruba de Isa Kaman is stronger. Other Gemaras seem to say that as well. Is that 100% true? Is that what we would have said? Do we think about the 2 kinds of roves?
It's not that it's stronger, it's that it's be easier for us to paskin.
Stronger or easier to paskin? What do you mean? Why is it easier to paskin? Let's go back and forth. Why would the Gemara seem to say Isa Kaman is stronger? Why is Isa Kaman stronger? Because you have the rove staring at you in the face. You see the majority staring at you in the face. And therefore, you say, sorry? And called the parish, be Ruba parish. Okay, you could say that by a Ruba de Lesa Kaman also. But he said, if you see the piece of, you find a piece of meat on the floor, you don't know which butcher shop it came from, there's a rove staring at you in the face, and therefore, Isa Kaman is greater. Says the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, in Eben Ezer, Kuf Mem Zayin, it could be that the opposite also. This could be just in Havamina. We're going to reject this in a minute. He says, it could be that Lesa Kaman is stronger. Lesa Kaman, probability. That's what the. You know how many times this has been tested, this majority? Okay, here you have a majority in front of you. But here you have a probability, a statistical rove, so maybe that's stronger. There says the Chasam Sofer. Dafia Salka Daitach, Ruba de Lesa Kaman, Guria me Ruba de Isa Kaman. Miyu, Mikamakam, Haina Lafia Salka Daitach, Avafia Maskana, Dalacha Moshe Bisinai. We say you go after the rove even by a Lesa Kaman, Shuv Adif Lesa Kaman, me de Isa Kaman. Lesa Kaman can be stronger. De Isa Kaman, you know why an Isa Kaman is worse? Because you have a miyut staring at you in the face. You know Vada, there's a miyut here. So maybe it came from the miyut. But a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, there's a probability. So you don't have nothing telling you that it came from the miyut. The Efshashi is Damin Lefaninim and a miyut. Hamuchzak Lefaninu. By an Isa Kaman. Umura bin a rove. Alexer Sakotsev, you go after the rove even there. Even though a miyut staring at you in the face. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's not 100% clear whether you go by the Isa Kaman or the Lesa Kaman. Even though a few Gemaras, this Gemara and the Gemara in Chulin, seems to say that Isa Kaman is strong. Achronim discuss at length the difference between these 2. There's in the Shar Yosher, or Shimon Shkup, in Shar Gimel, based on a problem with the Rambam that many Mepharshim deal with, he explains, knowing that a chiluk that we mentioned before, not a question of stronger and weaker, but it's a question of different. It's a question of different. By Aruba de Lesa Kaman, says the Shimon Shkup, Ein mitzius lefaneinu ligrom hetero iser, rak shikul deus al mitzius, shehu api mikrim ayosir shchichim regilim. This rove has been determined by majority of, percentages. You've done a lot of research. V'rov ze eino nilman mikra ze shal dayanim, v'sham eino mitam birur, v'ruba de lesa kaman hu mitam birur. When we say you go after the rove, does that mean birur? Does that mean clarity? This is what happened? Or is it what we call nihug? We really don't know what happened. We're still pesafek. But, you go after the rove. That's what the Torah says. You have to function. You have to have something. You have to do something. So, you know what? Have this nihug go after the rove. Says the Shimon Shkup, that's a chilek between Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Lesa Kaman, that's a birur. If most women have babies, so then this woman is vadai, based on rove, had a baby also. Ruba de Isa Kaman, in front of you, that's not a birur. How do you know this came from the nine kosher stores, not from the treif store? You have no idea. The Torah says, you know what, you're allowed to follow the majority. Acharam lahatos. But lav dafka, that is for sure what happened. That's called, what he calls an iyug. Shdei inyani rov elu nifradim hema. Ruba de isa kaman, eina mevarar asametzias klum. Finisha besafek, says Rav Shimon. Rak lenin hachros adin mahani rov zek kamo betayanim. And lasa kaman is mevarar. That's what he says in Shar Gimel in Shar Yosher. So that's a chilek between Ruba de isa kaman and Ruba de lasa kaman. Okay, one other ha'ara, and then we continue. That is interesting. What are the examples of, that the Gemara here brought of Ruba de Isa Kaman? The Gemara brought the Chanus, right? That's stores. Okay, 10 stores in front of you. Some kosher, some not kosher. And Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin. Yeah, those are Mezakeh, those are Mechayev. Interesting that he quotes Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin rove is also not a usual rove. Tosfos quotes in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, Tosfos says, that the Gemara there says, Ein Holchin B'mamon Achar Rove. You don't follow the rov by dini mamonis. Ask Tosfos, should be a kal v'chomer. If you follow the rov by dini nefashus, of course you should follow the rov by dini mamonis. Of course you follow the rov by dini nefashus, right? You go, 12 people say the guy should die, 11 say that he shouldn't. You follow the rov. Well, 13 and 10. So says Tosfos, important line in Tosfos, the yesh lomar. No, you can't. No, the dini nefashus is not following a rov. What does that mean? The hasam gabe dayanim shiny. The chashiv miya ditu kamisha eno. What does that mean? The way Reb Chaim explains his Tosfos is that when you have dayanim that paskin, you have a machlokas. But when they give a psak at the ends, right? What does the Gemara say? They don't say these people said chay, these people said pater. No, they give one composite psak. They say this is the psak chayiv. What does that mean? That's more than halchan acharov. That's rubo kukulo. That's where the rove changes in to the rove is machriya. That's step one. The rove makes the decision, but then the whole unit is who paskins. So that's what Tosfos means over there. That by Bezdin, that's not a regular case of Holchanach HaRov. That's a case of Ruba Kekulo. Bezdin, it becomes a unit. He says also, you only have one day of rove, says Reb Chaim. There's a halacha that you have to shecht the rove simanim of an animal. The majority of the siman of an animal. Does that mean you go after the rove? I'm going after the rove, is that? No, that's a din of Ruba Kekulo. If you did majority, it has the status that you did everything. Ruba Kekulo. So, says Reb Chaim, that's what Tosfos means also by Sanhedrin. So it's interesting that here, the Gemara brings Sanhedrin as an example of a rove. Even though that rove might be a unique type of rove. Okay, so we have number one, the difference between Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lasa Kaman, and we have Rav Shimon Shkop, and we have the Chazam Sofer, which is stronger, which is weaker, and we have the unique status of the rove of a Sanhedrin. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, so where are we up to in the Gemara now? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that this co-wife went out to Medina Sayam, and we don't know if she had a baby or not. So if the Gemara first said, isn't this Mishnah only according to Rabbi Meir? Because if it was the Chachamim who follow the rove, you should say that most women have babies. You should assume that this co-wife had a baby, and therefore this woman should be able to be married anybody she wants. So the Gemara says, no. The Rabbanan agree that you don't follow the rove by Aruba de Lesa Kaman, which is the kind of rove that we're talking about here. That's what we're up to at this stage, that even the Rabbanan would agree. So says the Gemara, that can't be. Vahare, right in the middle, Vahare katan viktana de Ruba de Lesa Kaman hi, Vahare Rabbanan bas Aruba. What do you mean? We have another example of a rove that's Aruba de Lesa Kaman. It's a statistical rove, and yet the Rabbanan follow it. So it's against this suggestion. Titanya, because the Brisa says, we have this already. Katan viktana lo chosav lo miyabin, de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if you have a katan yavam or a ktana yavama, neither of them could do chalitza or yibam. No chalitza, no yibam for any minors. Amru lo le Rabbi Meir, so the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Meir, yafe amarta, we agree with you, she'ain chalitzin. There's no chalitza that should be done by ktanim. Why? Ish ksiv b'parsha. It says ish in the Torah. Umakshinan isha l'ish. And we compare isha to an ish. An ish is a man, is somebody above 13. And we compare women to men. And therefore, they can't do chalitza. Elamata min miyabed. But why can't a katan or a ktana at least do yibam? A katan might be a lot, might be a question if there's nisuin by a katan, but at least there is significance. We had a katan that does yibam. So why can't they do yibam? They asked Rabbi Meir. So Amar Lahamsi says to them, no. Katan Shema Yimsa Saris. Katan. We're worried that when he gets older, he will be found out to be a Saris, and therefore there was no Chiv of Yibim in the first place. Katana Shema Timatse Islandus. Maybe the Katana will be found out to be an Islandus, Venimsu Pogan Be'erva. And then they will be found out that they're living in sin. They're Pogan Be'erva, because a Saris and Islandus have no Zika to the Yavam. And therefore, said the mayor, I have to be Choshish about this. These are roves that are Lesa Kaman. Most children do not turn into Sarissas and Islandesses. Right? Because most adults are not. Right? So this is a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. And yet, what's the next line? For Rabbanan Tzaira, but I argue here. Zil Basa Ruba de Ketanim, Ruba de Ketanim, Lav Sarissi Ninu. We'll go back to most boys do not turn into Sarissim. Zil Basa Rov Ketanos, Lav Islandes Ninu. And most Ketanos do not turn into Islandes. So therefore you see that the Rabbanan argue, even by a case of Ruba de Lesa Kaman, even by a statistical rule, the Rabbanan say you have to follow the majority. The Gemara says you're right, so forget what we said. Elamachaverta, Masiz Rabbi Meir, he go back to the halacha, the first suggestion that the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir. Meaning, in our Mishnah, if you would follow the Rove, this woman whose co-wife went away would be able to get remarried, because you'd be able to assume that her co-wife had a baby in Medinas Hayah. Period. The Tosfos asks a question here. We're not going to go into the answer. You can go into the answer, but you can just look at the question. The end of Tosfos Mechaverta. Tosfos says we have a principle called Demai. It's a Masechta in Zeroyim. Demai, what's Demai? Food that you're not sure if Chumas and Maisis were taken off from it. You got it from an Amaris, and you're not sure whether Chumas and Maisis were taken off. So you know Amaris takes off Chuma Gedola because they're scared of it. There's Misa Vedei Shemayim, but you're not sure about Maisa Rishon and the other Maisaris and Chumas Maisa, which is in the Maisa Rishon. So you're not sure about that. That's the halacha of Demai. There are certain kulas that you're allowed to have for Demai. Why? Because Rov Ami Ha'aretz Ma'asrin Hain. The majority is Ma'aser. So therefore, you know, you're allowed to give an Oni Demai, and you're allowed to give a guest Demai. There are certain kulas. Ask Tosfos, according to Rabbi Meir, why are there any kulas by Demai? Chosh Shilam Yuta. Why are there any kulas by Demai? Right, I've almost said that all those cases are only not according to Rabbi Meir. That's Tosfos Kashra. He tries to deal with what the answer could be. Do you say Mir and Roves by Klal Yisrael? So that's the end of Tosfos Mechaverta. Feel free to look at it. Also, the Rashba has an important Ha'ara on this line of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? That you consider it a Rove, that this cotton is going to grow up to be a normal non-Asris, an Ektana non-Asris. Do you say you go by the Rove if there is an Efsher Lavarer option? This is going to become clear in a few years. This Rove. Just wait. See if the cotton turns into a saris. See if she turns into an islandess. And yet the Rashba says you don't get that impression from the Gemara. It sounds like from this Gemara that if right now there's a Rove, you go after the Rove. You don't have to wait. So the Rashba says that's what appears from this Gemara. That mehachas shamina dazlina basar ruba afilu b'makam de'efshel lemekem ha'ilsei. Even if you could find out later on, lo natrinon. There's no chiyuv to wait. Avdina be'uvda bein lahakem el hachmir. This might relate to what Rav Shimon said before. It's a birur. If it's a birur, then why do you have to wait? You've already clarified. The hacha efshel lemekem ha'ilsei. Right here, you can wait and still. So because of that, that's what the Rashba says here. But he says, if that's the case, I have a number of questions. He asks a number of questions. He says, for example, let's say we learned before, if a Yavama is pregnant, say a Yavama is pregnant, so she still has to wait to see if her child is going to be a Ben Kayama. Why? Most children are Ben Kayamas. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait, says the Rashba, you see from this Gemara. Why should she have to wait at all? I hear a shorter period. It's only a few months. But either way, the Rashba discusses that whether she has to wait, what? Then he says, maybe she won't have to wait, then she'll get married, then he won't be a Mekayama, so he'll mess things up, Derechad Achenoam. He quotes, but there's a discussion here, says the Rashba, if you have a Rove right now, is there any type of Chiyuv to wait until the Rove is clarified, if it's going to get clarified itself? That's the question that the Rashba deals with. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara right in the middle, two-thirds of the way down, but Mayu Kimta. So how were we just mokim the Gemara, the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir? We just said the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Meaning what? Why? Rabbi Meir is Choshish Lemiyuta, and in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where a woman is at home, her husband and co-wife go to Medinas Hayam, she is not allowed to assume that her co-wife had a baby. You have to be Choshish for the Miyut of women that do not have babies, and therefore she's not allowed to marry yet, because maybe she still has a Zika to the Yavam. She also can't marry the Yavam, because maybe the woman had a baby, like the Rove. Meir also says Choshish to the Rove. It doesn't just say Choshish to the Miyut. And therefore she's stuck. She's stuck at least at this point of the Gemara. So he said the Reisha is like a Remeir. Ema Seifa. But in the next line of the Mishnah, we run into problems. Why? Because what was the next line of the Mishnah? Haisalachamos ena choshashes. A woman has a husband, has no brother-in-law. She doesn't have a brother-in-law, meaning if her husband would die, she's in a cheskas heter lashuk, but she has a mother-in-law somewhere out there. And the mother-in-law, you don't know if the mother-in-law has had any sons recently. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, you don't have to be choshesh that the mother-in-law had a baby. So says the Gemara, why am I? Halachach arov nashim. What's the svara why you don't have to be worried? Because you have a rove of women. The rove nashim is abers v'yoldos. Most women have children. Fine. So the mother-in-law might have had a child. There's a rove. But think about it. Miyut vapilos. You have a certain amount of children that are not ben kayamas, that are miscarriages. Mapilos. V'chol ha'yoldos, and all children, mechza z'charim mechza nekevus. Right? Half girls, half boys. That's the question they ask on all the all those biology tests. If the woman first had three boys and then two girls, what's the probability that she's going to have a girl? Right? All the doctors here the next time. What's the probability? Well, she had this already. What's the probability? 50%. Right? So that's the, so says the Gemara, that boy, girl, 50%. 50 boys, 50 girls. And there's a miyot of all babies that are nafels, that are miscarriages. So, says the Gemara, smoch miyuta de mapilos lamachza nekevas. So put the minority of nafel, the miscarriages, with the 50% of girls. Either of those say that this woman still does not have to do yibum, vavile zchar miyuta. And then the fact that she had a male, the chance that she had a male is a miyut. And therefore, according to the Rabbanan, that is why, if she has a mother-in-law, she does not have to be choshesh that the mother-in-law had another son, and therefore she has to do yibum. You have to, don't worry about it, because what are the chances? More than 50% chance, there's a rove that I still don't have to do yibum. Because even if my mother-in-law had a baby, which is a rove that she did, maybe it was a girl, or maybe it was a miscarriage, and you put those together, that miyut, and that chazakat, and that half together, so it's more than 50%. But the Gemara says, v'leichosh, but we just said the mission's like Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, we should be choshesh. We should be choshesh for this miyut. And therefore, why is it that he would allow this woman to get remarried to the shuk if there's a mother-in-law out there? You should follow the miyut, should be choshesh for the miyut, that this mother-in-law had a healthy baby boy. That's the question of the Gemara. So says the...
Wouldn't the same thing apply in the first case of Tzara?
For the Tzara who's there? I mean, the Rambam that we mentioned. Right, so that's very tzarachian on that sheet. It's a Rambam. Why would the Rambam say that there's a difference between the tzaras? So does he have a Gemara to base it on? The Lacha Mishnah thinks he has a Gemara and a base to base it on. Between the Svara, what's the Svara? Why should there be any difference? That's why the Aruch HaNer said it's a woman who's Ein Ruilis Aber, and there's a low plug only by part of the dinim and not by all. So anyway, says the Gemara, V'leichush. So if it's Rabbi Meir Shita, we should say that the mother-in-law had a baby boy. The Gemara says, no, maybe there's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Meaning, maybe there's a difference between being Choshesh, that the co-wife had a baby, and the mother-in-law had a baby. Why? Dilma, kiman de'ichzak, alashuk, alochayish. No, in this case, by the mother-in-law, the second case of the Mishnah, right now she has a chazaka of a heter lashuk. Right now she has no brothers-in-law. She has no brothers-in-law. Therefore, that's it. She has a chazakah. She doesn't have a brother-in-law. Therefore, she's allowed to marry everybody else. So the Gemara, so what? Reisha, the same thing. To ichlik liyibim to yabim. So in the Reisha, she has a chazakah to do yibim. In the Reisha, she has a husband. She has no children. And she has a brother-in-law. So therefore, if you go by chazakahs, you should be able to do yibim in the Reisha. So the Gemara says two answers. Amar of Nachwin, number one. Amar of Baravua, no. Reisha de iser kares chashashu. Seifa de iser lav lo chashashu. Maybe the difference is that in the Reisha, what are the stakes? In the Reisha, what are we saying? The chances that she's in a chazaka to the Yavam, so therefore let her do Yivam. What happened if she does Yivam? There's a chance she's violating the iser kares. Because if the Tzara had a baby, then there's no mitzvah to do Yivam, and there's the iser reishasach. So maybe there, we're going to be worried and not allow her to do Yibam. But in the second case, the Seifa, what are we worried about? Maybe the mother-in-law had another brother, had a baby boy. So now she has a brother-in-law. And what if she did? What's the worst thing? What's the worst thing? She married somebody else? She did an Isra of Yivam al-Ashuk? It's an Isra Lav. So Kari's there. No, Kari is an Isra Lav. So maybe that's the difference, says the Mishnah, why we're more Choshesh. We're Choshesh in the Reisha, not in the Seifa. The Reisha doesn't allow her to marry out either. Correct. But we're focusing on at least the side of following the marrying the Yavam. We're going to get to the other side. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, what do you mean? I don't like that answer. Michdi, think about it. Hadaraisa, Hadaraisa. They're both Yisurim Daraisa. Mali Yisur Karis, Mali Yisur Lav. Okay, you're right in terms of Onshin. One is worse, but we're not, as Rashi explains here, we're not talking about Gzeros here. If you make a Gzera Mishum a certain din, so then you can understand you make a Gzera Mishum a Karis din. You don't want a person to come to the Karis din, then to come to the Lav din. But here we're talking about Mamish doing the Yisurim. We're not talking about Gzeris, Mishum the Yisurim. We're talking about doing the Yisurim. Says Rashi, Hamidi, five lines from the bottom. Hamidi the Sveika lav harchaka the Rabbanan Hibidavar Amutr. Dahacha Shemi Yisur Daraisa Mamishka Ovid. You're doing the actual Daraisa we're worried about. So why should there be a difference between an Isur Kares and an Isur Lav? So we're back to the question of what's the difference between the first case and the second case. Again, let's, before we get to the answer, we have to halt cup for this answer, let's remember the first case. What's the question? The question is, why in the Reisha do we have to be Chosh? She has to be Choshesh. Maybe my co-wife had a baby, and if she had a baby, then I'm usher to my Yavam. While in the Seifa, the mother-in-law, I don't have to be worried that my mother-in-law had a baby, and therefore, I could just marry whoever I want. I don't have to be Choshesh that there's a Yavam out there. What's the difference? And there's no difference between Kares and Lav, because they're both Daraisas. So El Amar Rava, this is the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Reisha, Chazaka Liyibam. Let's take it slow. Chazaka Liyibam, what does that mean? What's the case of the Reisha? There's a Chazaka that she's supposed to do Yibam. Why? Because she has a brother-in-law, she has a husband, and she has no children. So the whole case starts off when this whole journey started. Her husband and her co-wife, she has a Chazaka to do Yibam. The Ruba Lashuk. There's a rove that she should be able to marry out. As we said before, rove women have babies. So if the woman, if her co-wife had a baby, so then she should be able to marry whoever she wants. There's no more Zikal Yibam. The Chazaka Lod of Kiruba. But a Chazaka doesn't beat a rove. Really, the rule is in Gemara, Ruba Vachazaka, Ruba Adif. A rove beats a Chazaka. So really, this woman should be able to marry out. Should be able to marry out. Right? Because the rove is that her co-wife had a baby. But says the Gemara, because, remember, we're all in the discussion, assuming the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, that's what we're trying to answer up, El va'aisi mi'uta demapilos, samoch l'chazaka, v'havi le'palga u'palga. But what happens here? You have a chazaka that says she should be able to marry the Yavam. You have a robe that says she should be able to marry out to the Shuk. But you also have a miut, a minority of, with that robe, you have a minority of women who have miscarriages. And if there's a miscarriage, then she's not allowed to marry out. She's still stuck to the Yavam. So the minority is going in the same direction as the Chazaka. Right now she has a Chazaka that she could marry the Yavam. There's a miut that her co-wife had a miscarriage, and that would also say she marries the Yavam. So now you have a miut and a Chazaka versus a robe. Says the Gemara, that's equal. That's equal. That's equal. She's stalemate. She can't do anything. Habi le palga upalga. So therefore, lo tinasi lo tisyabim. So because, remember, this is all within Rabbi Meir, that's why in the Reisha she could do nothing. You have a chazaka and a miut that's telling her to marry the Yavam. You have a rove that says she can marry out. She's stuck. She's stuck. She can't do anything. Remember, if it was the Rabbanan, they would forget the miut. Right? But what we're saying, the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir. That's the Reisha. Seifa. What about the Seifa? So let's work it out. Chazaka lashuk. There's a chazaka that she could, right? What's the seifa? She has no children. She has no brothers-in-law, right? All she has is a husband. So the husband goes out, and the question is, did the mother-in-law have a baby? So right now, the mother-in-law, when she went out, the mother-in-law did not have a baby. So there's a chazaka that she should be able to marry out. Veruba lashuk. And there's also a rove that she should be able to marry out. Why? What's the rove? Rashi explains, first skinny line, because even if the mother-in-law had a baby, maybe it was a female, and maybe it was an Nephel, right? So again, there's more than 50% that even if she had a baby, there's a rove that she still can marry out. So the rove and the chazak are going in the same direction. So if you have a rove and a chazaka on one side, and then a miut of that rove on the other side, That is a tiny miyut. And even Rabbi Meir doesn't worry about it. A miyut, you don't have to be choshish for if you have a chazaka and a rove against it. Even Rabbi Meir holds. When does Rabbi Meir say you can have the miyut? If you have the miyut and the chazaka versus the rove, like in the Reisha. But in the Seifa, in this line, you have a chazaka and a rove against the miyut, and there even Rabbi Meir would say you don't have to be choshish. Lamaskana, we say, our Mishnah therefore is according to Shitas Rabbi Meir. But according to the Rabbanan, we would say that no, you follow the rove that this in the Reisha, you would say that the rove is that this co-wife had a baby and therefore she should be able to marry out. And in the Seifa, according to the Rabbanan, well, same thing. You would say because the Chazak and the rove are in the same direction. Period. Okay, so now we get to the two dots.
What if he did Yibam in the Reisha case?
If she did Yibam in the Reisha case, is this like all the cases, the Yishalah, I mean, does she have Eidus? She has some Eidus, just I guess the same rules would apply. Same rules would apply. What, according to Rabbi Meir? Are we kones her for not, well, if she, means she didn't go against, she went against the rove. If she did Yibam, she went against the rove. So would we be kones her? Lachora, if the psak is that she's not allowed to get married, so like all the dinama that we had in the beginning of that parak. So lo dinasi lo tisyabim, says the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, so this woman is stuck. So says the Gemara, ula olam, forever she's stuck? Why should she be stuck forever? Remember, what's the case here? This woman's at home. She knows her husband. She got Eidus that her husband died. The only question is, did her co-wife had a baby? Did her co-wife had a baby? If the co-wife had a baby, then I can marry anybody. If the co-wife didn't have a baby, so then I have to marry the Yavam. So, says the Gemara, oh, forever? At least, let's explain the question, at least let her do Chalitza in a certain amount of time, and then Mimanavshach, she's going to be okay. Right, why? Because if there was no baby born, then she did chalitza. If there was a baby born, okay, the chalitza was meaningless. But either way, she should be able to, she's stuck forever? That's terrible. It's terrible she's stuck forever. So v'tachlo, the ula olam forever. So this is v'achlokes. Amar Z'iri, but Z'iri says you're right. It's not forever. Don't take the Gemara Mishnah literally. La'atzma shlosha chadashim. Really, for herself, if she just focuses on herself, she would, after 3 months, she'd be able to do, marry out, because that's the din of Havchana that we had earlier. But L'chaverta, she also has to be worried about what happened to her friend, so therefore, Tisha, V'cholet is b'man of Shach. So she waits 9 months. She waits 9 months because, why does she have to wait 9 months? Because let's say there was a baby born. But if there was a baby born, we learned earlier in the Masechta, so then the Chalitz is meaningless, so what gives her the heter to marry out? The baby being born. The baby being born, not Mubaris. She has only the baby being born by the Tzara is what allows her to then marry out. So that's why. Let her wait 9 months. So, Mimanavshach. If there was a baby born, there was a baby born, and therefore she can marry out. If not, she does Chalitza after 9 months. She does Chalitza after 9 months, and then even if there was no baby born, she is Mutaris. That is Z'iri's din. Rabbi Chanina Amar, no. Rabbi Chanina says, no. Take the Mishnah literally. La'atma Shlosha, if it was just focusing on herself, 3 months. L'chaverta la'olam. But regarding her friend, she is never, this woman here is never allowed to do anything. So the Gemara says, why not? V'tachlos b'manavshach. Why can't you do Chalitza? So the Gemara says, Abaya bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, Amri, Travayu, they both said, Gezeira, Shema Yevlad ben Kayama. No, maybe there is a child out there, and this woman will do Chalitza. Vinimsa, and what's going to happen? Later on, she's going to realize, she's going to hear about her co-wife's son, and it'll come out that Chalitza was meaningless. Because really there was a child, there was no reason to do Chalitza. Her Chalitza is null and void. She's going to then go and marry a Kohen. And the Nimsata Matsricha Krizla Kahuna. People, you're going to have to announce. This woman's Chalitza was nothing, and therefore she's allowed to marry a Kohen. And therefore, you don't want that to happen. Ask the Gemara, why not? But so what? You're not going to let this woman get married? And therefore, what are you worried about? So Gemara says, Dilma ikit havi b'chalitza v'lohavi b'achraza v'ami kasharu chalitza l'kohen. No, because we're worried. Maybe some people were at the chalitza, but they wouldn't hear about the fact that the chalitza was meaningless. They'll just see this chalitza getting married to a kohen. And people will think that a chalutza is allowed to marry a kohen. And that's something terrible people are going to think. And therefore, it's amazing. Therefore, we're not going to allow this woman to get married forever. What? What about the Rechayat Achinoam? What about the Rechayat Achinoam? Let her marry a Yisrael. Right, so the question is, somebody has a suffix. Who is it? I think the Rabbi Yerucham. What if she makes a net? You don't know who she's going to marry. The question is, do you allow the chalutza in the first place? What if she makes a neder that she'll never get any benefit from a kohen? Right, so then she there's a suffix. Beis Yosef has a suffix about that. Okay, so maybe there's a way to get out of it. But either way, this is an amazing halacha. It's a tragic halacha. We don't allow her. Why so strong? So I thought maybe it connects. Yeah.
Wait, so many times in the Masechta we did chalitza, and we never said what was the chashash. The chalitza because we don't know what to do. There's never chashash.
Right, the Gemara is going to ask for one of them in a minute. The Gemara is going to ask for one of those cases in a minute. In what we just had yesterday. But you're right. Well, when are you ever worried? But here you're worried because there's a case of suffix right now. Case of suffix right now. When do you have a case? You might as well do chalitza because there's a suffix. You don't know who the real father is. That's something that's never going to be found out. Here's a case where there could be a son out there who might come one day. And then you're going to find out later that it's not a good chalitza. But again, what's the chash? So it might be related to the discussion we had a couple of years ago and that of Ziyaf HaTorah. That there's a very strong concern in halacha of falsifying, giving a false idea of the Torah. And that might even be, we had a shiur on this, it might even be Yehori Val Yavar. Right? It's based on the Marshal, the Amshal Shlomo, and Baba Kama. The word Baba Kama on Daf Lamed Ches, I think, talks about how these two governmental officials came to the Jew, to the Chacham, and they say, teach us the Torah. Teach us the Torah. We want to know what it says in your Torah. And they taught him the whole Torah, and at the end they say, okay, we're happy with everything it says in the Torah, except for the halacha that a Jew's ox goring a non-Jew's ox is pater, and the opposite is chayiv. That's not fair. So that's the only halacha. Yes, Tosfos. Tosfos deals with the question of teaching Torah to non-Jews. And then Tosfos there says, but what about, why didn't they just not teach them that halacha? Why didn't they just lie? Wasn't that dangerous to teach them that halacha? Couldn't they just fake it? Why do they have to teach them that halacha? So the Marshal explains Tosfos' answer that you're not allowed to lie about Torah. That's called Ziyaf HaTorah, and that's Yehari Val Yavar. You're not allowed to do that. It might be that they might get killed. So what? Says the Marshal in the Amshal Shlomo there. Shema mina mechuyavim anu limsor al kiddush Hashem. Vimchas v'shalom yishane hadin havikakofer b'toras Moshe. Right? That's what he says. V'chayiv limsor asmo alea de lafi chad shinui de tosvus shemalchus arisha gazer alayim v'lom alayiru hachachamim sheheel ta'alil malchus arisha alayim. Right, so he says it's Yehari Val Yavar, Z of HaTorah. What about Talmai, the 70 Chachamim, they changed it. So he says, maybe that was amazing. They all changed the same change, the 70 different houses. That must have been Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. Must have been a different story, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore Al Pi HaDibur, and therefore you can't ask any kashas from there. Some of those also weren't halakhic changes. You know, his wife is an Arneves, so you have to change the word Arneves. But that's what he deals with, that child. But that's the Yesod of the Marshal, which the later Achronim use. But anyway, here, maybe that's also part of what's behind here. We're worried people are going to say Kashar Chalutz L'Kohen, they're going to say a falsification of the Torah, and therefore, that's why we are worried. Amazingly, just one other line, the Aruch HaNer points out, the Isra of Chalutz L'Kohen is an Isra Darabanan! It's not even a Daraisa, Grusha L'Kohen is Daraisa. Chalutz L'Kohen is a Darabanan, and even that we're worried about. Even that we're worried about. Amazing. Okay. Tnan. Is this really true that we're always worried? We had in the Mishnah yesterday, in the end of the previous parak. Nitan li ben b'didas hayam. A woman comes from b'didas hayam and says, I had a son there. A woman who did not have a child beforehand. Therefore, she's supposed to go to the yavam. That's the chazaka. She says, I had a son. But then she said, my son died, and then my husband died. Meaning, I'm still zakuk li yavam. So ne'emena, she's believed, because she's not changing her chazaka. But if she comes and says, my husband died and then my son died, she is not believed, but we're choshesh that maybe what she is saying is true, and what is she saying? That she has no zika to the yavam, but she still does chalisa na yibam. So says the Gemara, one second, why aren't we choshesh? Maybe Edom one day will come and tell us exactly what she said, that her son died second, therefore there was no zika to yavam and the chalitza was meaningless. And therefore, again, the same chash. People might see the chalutza and not see the achraza. So the Gemara says you're right. So you have to give that make it ukimta in that case. Amra pavabik grusha. Either the case over there is talking about a case of a grusha. She's already a grusha from a previous marriage, so she already can't marry a kohen. So there's no issue about hearing about the chalitza or not. If she says there were no witnesses, we were alone in the cave and he died, and they died. So if she says there were no other witnesses, then also we could trust her based on that. Okay, period. Next Mishnah. Let's start the Mishnah. Shtei Yevamos. What if two women come from Medinas Hayam, wives of two brothers? Two women come, they're the wives of two brothers. So says, and they say, Zuomer es beis ba'ali, Zuomer es beis ba'ali. They each say, our husband died. And our respective husband died. Right? One woman says, my husband died, the other woman says, my husband died. Each husband was the yavam of the other wife, right? Because there were the wives of two brothers. So says the halacha, says the Mishnah, fine, they're believed about their own husband, that their husband died. But, zu asur mevrei ba'al shalzu, zu asur mevrei ba'al shalzu. But each one of them is not believed about their yavam, right? Each woman, my husband died. But regarding the other woman can't believe her testimony. So therefore, they each are stuck, because their yavam is not here. Right? The other woman said that the yavam died also, but they are each stuck because of the other one's testimony. Lazu Adim, Lazu Ain Adim. What if one of them has Adim, or not even Adim? The Rambam and the Tosfos Yontif here said, Tosfos Yontif says, it means Adus. It doesn't mean Adim. If one of them has Adus that the husband died, Lazu Ain Adim, so then, Eshiyeshla Adim Asura. The one who has Adim, she's Asur, because the other woman who's testifying about her husband's doesn't have any Adim, and therefore she's still Asur because of the brother-in-law. Vesha'en La Adim Uteret. The one who does not bring Adim, though, has the Adim of the other woman. So, therefore, she would be able to remarry. Lazu banim, lazu ein banim. Okay, forget the Adim. No, separate case. What if one of these women, again, two women come back to us, married to two brothers, they each say their own husband died. One of them had children. One of them has children. So one of them, that woman who has children, does not have a zika to the Yavam. Right? Because she has children from her husband. So lazu banim, lazu ein banim. Say sheish labanim uteres, vesheein labanim asura. The one who has children is mutter, because we believe her about her own husband, and then there's no zika to the Yavam. But the other one has a zika to the Yavam. Nisyamu. Oh, next case. What about, right, these two women came back and said our husbands died. So, they're each believed by their own husband, but there are other brothers. Let's say there are other brothers here. Right, Reuben and Shimon were the two brothers out at sea, and one says Reuben died, one says Shimon died, so they each go marry Levi and Yehuda. They each go marry two other brothers. And then those two other brothers died. So now the question is, there's a third brother, there's another brother that they never got testimony about. So now are they back to the previous problem? Nisyamu umesu hayimin. Let's say they did yibum, but now the yavam died. Asuras leinasi. The Tanakhama says, yeah, they're back to being stuck. Back to being stuck because there's another brother out there that they never got testimony about, and maybe there's a yavam out there. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. Ho v'hutru liyavmin hutru l'chalatam. Once we allow them to marry the other brothers that were left here, you gave them a heter, then the heter sticks, and they don't have to worry about the other brother who they originally had to worry about, but once they were allowed to marry the brother number three and brother number four, so then we say they don't have to be worried about brother number two. Once they had the heter, they had the heter. Period. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue the Gemara tomorrow.